The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com.
James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Good. I've been wanting to speak to you for so long.
Oh, good. What's on your mind?
Okay, I recently went through a divorce about a week ago. It's all complete and everything finalized.
Okay.
And the problem was I was trying to get her back, but a friend of mine had jumped in and went with her, you know what I mean, and started going out with her.
Yeah.
And that was when I had spoke to about it, that I was trying to get her back.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had went with her, and it was a friend like 23 years.
Okay, so your friend of 23 years, you feel terribly betrayed you. Did he do this before the divorce?
No, after I had told him that I was trying to get him back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay, so what is? Tell me about the emotion that's pent up. I can hear that. What's the core issue for you?
Oh, it's been hard.
Yeah, tell me about the emotion.
I kind of went off the handle a little bit, you know, yelling, you know.
Yeah, tell me what the you know is. What's the worst that you did?
Oh, no, I didn't do nothing bad.
Okay, good.
I just kind of threatened a little bit, you know. I didn't get a restraining order against me or anything, but.
Okay, so you lost it.
Right.
So the situation is what? You want her back and you feel that had he not stepped in?
It might have just, yeah.
You might have gotten her back. Why did she divorce you?
Oh, it was just, it was a matter of both of us agreeing on it.
Okay, what were you unhappy with in the marriage?
Oh, actually, I wasn't. It was just, it wasn't working. Then she had met somebody else, and she was with somebody else for 9 years. And then she ended up going with this kid that I had knew for.
Wait a minute, I just got
yeah, it's a long,
confused. So, you were married for how long?
Together married or married married?
Married, married.
Oh, it was 9, 10, 11, 12. It would have been 11 years.
11 years. Kids?
Right. No kids.
No kids.
Right.
Okay, and you had how many good years of marriage? Genuinely good, where you mutually would agree?
I'd say 4, and then 1 on the rocks, and then I left after that.
You left?
Well, I had to, yeah, because she had met somebody.
Oh, so she betrayed you. Okay, so this
is... it's kind of a bindy story.
What is it that she doesn't like about the marriage? It sounds like this is something to do with her. Are you blaming yourself for this?
Well, I was for a little while.
Yeah, what do you hold yourself accountable for?
Maybe not doing enough. I was working like 13-hour shifts at night.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of... she got bored, you know.
Okay, so a marriage is something, a romantic relationship is a wonderful value, but to keep any value, like to keep a plant, I can't just buy a plant and then never water it and never put it in the sun.
Right.
You have to maintain it, and you need to preserve it and to cherish it. I've written a whole book with another author, Dr. Ed Locke, but it's got a fabulous, fabulous chapter on how to preserve a relationship. If you didn't have the skills in the past, don't beat up on yourself. She has a right to choose who she wants, and your friend has a right to choose who he wants. Painful as that is, I remember a boyfriend walking off with someone else, and it was exquisitely painful for me.
Yeah, especially 23 years, you know.
Right. You've had a history together, and what she loves about you, she still loves about you. What she doesn't like, what falls short, she doesn't like. And the same with you. What you love about her, you'll always love or like about her. Can you hold on during the break? Okay, because we'll finish up right after the break.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, The Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and co-author Dr. Edwin Locke, who's world famous for his theories in goal setting.
Another reason why the view that sexual pleasure is only physical, unrelated to your mind, your values, or your character is very wrong is that if its expression were only a physical instinct, no experimentation or discovery would be required to fully enjoy it. But both partners benefit from learning what techniques work to arouse and give pleasure to one another. This requires thinking and communication.
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.